Read the book of Genesis. Read the book of Genesis. For you Harold Anderson students, we'll wait for you to find it. I'll give you a hint, fellas. It's in the Old Testament. Toward the front. All right. Genesis chapter number 3. That'll take us another 5 minutes to find the third chapter. All right, Genesis chapter 3. Now we'll spend the next few minutes looking for verse 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, that then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now look over to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24. Verse 24. So he, that's God, drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim. That's a certain form of angels. And a flaming sword that's turned every way to keep the way of the trees of life. I want to speak tonight on the subject, the real problem with the human race. The real problem with the human race. It'll be a Bible study. I think it'll be eye-opening. I think it'll be a help to you. The real problem with the human race. This is going to evolve tonight. It evolves around the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. Our Heavenly Father, we're here, several thousand of us, and we need to know what your word teaches. Thou hast said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father. We want to live. We want to be fed. And so we come week after week to study this blessed book, that we may live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father. Bless our study tonight. Thank you for the reading of the Scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. And our Father, what a book. Help us as we study it to be blessed, exhorted, encouraged, and edified. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to follow me very carefully. I'm going to talk tonight line upon line, precept upon precept, and I want to teach you. I want you to open your Bibles again to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. All right. Look at verse number 2 again, please. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, lest ye touch it and die. Now look at me. That was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We're going to bring a little tree out tonight and use a little visual aid. Let's have one of the trees come out tonight, please. And just the one now. And just put that tree over here on this side. Right about that. It's already got a crab apple on it. And thank you, Bill. All right. I'm going to let this tree tonight represent the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Brother, please bring it back a little bit so the folks over here can see. Certainly they want to see this amazing face. How sweet this sound. And that's good. That's good. It helps also because that way I don't have to look at the bass section of the choir. Okay. Now, this tree represents the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Let's say it, ready? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All right? Now, there's a second tree. Look, if you would, please, at verse number 24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. All right, first thing I want to say tonight is that God planted two trees. We'll bring out the other trees now. And we'll put it about right. Attaboy. All right. Now, this is the tree of life. This is the tree of what? Knowledge of good and evil. This is the tree of what? The tree of life. Now, there were other trees in the Garden of Eden. But these were two specifically named trees in the Garden of Eden. So the first thing I want to say is God planted two trees. Second thing I want to say, God prohibited one of them. Now, man had access to that tree. That's the tree of what? The tree of life. But God prohibited man to have access to that tree. That's the tree of what? Knowledge of what? Good and evil. So, God said, you cannot have both. He said, if you eat of that tree, which is the knowledge of good and evil, you will forfeit the right to eat of this tree, which is the tree of life. Now, he said, if you eat of the tree of life, you'll have to give up the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You cannot eat from both. So man had a choice. He had a choice to eat from the tree of life on your right or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil on your left. Now, let me tell you what these trees mean. The tree of life means this. It means that man could let God decide what he did. Man could say, I'll do everything that God says to do. I'll let God decide what's right. I will do what God says. If God and I disagree on what's right, I'll do what God says. Every decision of my life concerning right and wrong, I'll let God decide that. But he had a second choice. He could say that I will eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, when he ate of that tree, he himself decided what was right. Now, I want you to notice this, that sin didn't come because man wanted to do wrong. Now, follow this carefully. Sin didn't come because man wanted to do wrong. Man wanted to do right, but man wanted to decide what was right, you see. So it wasn't a particular sin. Man did not want to do wrong. Man wanted to do right. He chose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He didn't intend to do wrong. He himself wanted to decide what was right and what was wrong. Every man in this house tonight has the same choice. Every woman, every young person, every boy or girl, same choice. You may eat of the tree of life. That means you let God decide what's right and what's wrong. Or you may eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that means you decide what's right and wrong. I want to say this tonight. I don't think there are many young people in this room tonight, or many people at all, who want to do wrong. I do not believe you would be here tonight if you wanted to do wrong. But you see what the devil does. The devil teaches our young people and this humanistic society, and permissive society says every man has a right to decide for himself. You don't tell me what to do. I don't tell you what to do. I have a right to decide what's wrong. You have a right to decide what's wrong. And both of us are wrong. God has a right to decide what's wrong. You see? So now, this is the tree of life. And as long as man eats of this tree, God will tell him what's right and wrong, and he'll do what God says. But this is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Man wants to do good. But if he eats of this tree, he will decide what's right and wrong. Look at Genesis chapter 3 again. Genesis chapter 3. And verse number 2 once again. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it. Now that's the tree of the what? Knowledge of what? Good and evil. That's the tree right here. All right? It says, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die. What are you saying there? You will not drop dead. The devil knew it wasn't a physical, immediate physical death. He said, ye shall not surely die. I know this. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods. Now, years ago, we studied this in our Bible study on Wednesday night, this little verse right here, and this little line. The devil is not saying to Eve, you do wrong. I want you to do wrong. You'll be happier if you do wrong. He's not saying that. The devil didn't come to her and say, I've got some sin I want you to commit. No, sir. He said, I have got something that will let you be like God. Well, I can hear Eve saying to herself, oh, my soul, I love God. I'd love to be like God. I think that'd be wonderful to be like God. We sing to be like Jesus, to be like Him. All I ask to be like Him. We sing, oh, to be like Thee, Blessed Redeemer. Oh, to be like Thee, pure as Thou art. And Eve said, well, of course. See, Eve had good intention. Eve didn't say, I don't like God. Let God peddle His own peaches. I'll do what I want to do. I'll sin. No, Eve didn't say that. The devil said, you'll be like God. You'll grow spiritually if you'll eat this tree. You'll be a better Christian if you decide. And then he says, verse 5, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And that word knowing is a strong word. It means determining good and evil. Eve, if you just eat this tree, fruit off this tree right here, you will grow spiritually. You'll be a giant in the faith. That's what the charismatic people say. I just got a message from heaven. Well, I did too, right here. You see. And he said, Eve, you want to do right, don't you? Oh, yes, I want to do right. Can't you hear her now? I think she's got a southern accent because she's easy to see. Oh, yes, I just love to do right. And the devil said, well, Eve, how would you like to be like God? Oh, I just love to be like God. Well, if you'll eat this tree right here, how would you like yourself to have the mind that God has, and you can be so much like God, you can decide what's right and what's wrong? I just love that too. Now, you listen to me. You don't have a right to decide what's right and wrong. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So God said, you eat of that tree, and you can't eat of that one. You eat of this one. You can't eat of that one. You've got to choose. Everybody in this house tonight wants to do right. Some of you are all you do is look in the book and see what it says and do what it says. Because you want God to decide what's right and wrong. But others of us tonight, we want to do right, but we retain our right to decide what is right. And so we partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And in so doing, we lose the right to access to the tree of life. So I said, number one. Is this too loud tonight? I said, number one, God planted two trees. I said, number two, He prohibits our use of one of them. We cannot have both. I said, number three, the tree of life is letting God decide what we do, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is our deciding what we do. It's this old society of anarchy. It's the society of humanism. We want to do what's right. That's what America's built on tonight. Listen, you know that the people who are against capital punishment, which means they're against that book, now they say, we don't believe it's right to kill anybody. Put them in an electric chair. Cause them to be executed. We don't think that's right. You see, they are doing what they think is right. Now, I'll be quite frank with you. There are a lot of Christian people who are repulsed by capital punishment. But we're going to have to decide, will we believe what God says is right, or will we believe what seems right to us? You see. So America's going to the devil tonight, not on the basis of saying, we don't want to do right, we want to do wrong. No, America's going to the devil tonight by saying, we want to do right, but we, each of us, will decide what's right and wrong. But you don't have that right. God's supposed to decide what's right and wrong. So you have your choice tonight. You can eat the tree of knowledge, of life, and let God decide, or eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and you decide yourself. And in deciding yourself, you don't know what's right and wrong. God knows what's right and wrong. Number five, man then, number four, man chooses the tree of knowledge. I said number one, God planted two trees. I said number two, God prohibits one of them. We cannot have both. I said number three, one is the tree of life, letting God decide what we do. The other is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We decide what we do, right and wrong. Number four, man chooses the tree of knowledge. He wants to be good. He wants to decide what good is. And the root of all of the problems of mankind tonight are, the root is caused by an intention to do good. Listen, the people that embrace communism in America, they think it's best. They think it's good for the state to control it. I mean, it's not a matter of, they say, we want to do wicked. It's not that at all. America's being condemned tonight, not by people that want to do bad, but by people that want to decide themselves what's good. Number six. I'm sorry, number five. He is banned from the tree of life. Now, look at Genesis chapter 3 again, verse 24. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24. So God drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubim, his angel, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Now, notice he bans him. But I want you to notice who banned him. God banned him, but notice who kept him out. Angels kept him out. Don't forget that. We're going to come back to that for a while. Okay, let's review a little bit. God made many trees, but specifically for our study tonight, how many trees? He made first the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then he made the tree of life. The tree of life represents man doing what God thinks is right, and the knowledge of good and evil tree represents man deciding what is right. And because man ate of that tree, he was banned from that tree, and God kept man from the tree by what creatures? Cherubims are, better still, what? Angels and a flaming sword. Man is banned from the tree of life. Now, because he is banned from the tree of life, he misses what is best for himself. Him and out. Not only is he banned from the tree of life, but he's banned from the garden. All the other trees in the garden he doesn't enjoy. When you decide to do your own thing, go your own way, and decide what's good to do. People say, look, our young people, they say, I don't see anything wrong with rock music. What do they say? I can choose it. I think it's good. I think it's all right. See? I don't see anything wrong with men having long hair. I think it's all right. I think it's good. I think it's fine. Jesus had long hair. No, he didn't. He wouldn't go against it. He wouldn't write the book one way and then live another way. No, he didn't have long hair. Oh, you say, I've seen pictures of him. Well, what camera took those pictures? Some little homosexual artist drew those pictures. And so, but I don't see anything wrong. You don't have to, but 1 Corinthians 11:14 says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. So, what you going to eat, cutie? You going to eat the tree of life, let God decide what you should do, or eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and you decide what to do. And when you decide what to do, not only are you banned from the tree of life, but you're banned from every other enjoyment in God's garden. That means you won't be happy if you're deciding what to do. When you decide what's right and wrong, you will not be happy. Why? Because you don't know what's right and wrong, and you don't know what's best for you. God knows what's best for you. And so you think when you eat that tree, you're going to be happy, but the truth is when you eat that tree, you're banned from that tree,
and all the other trees in the garden, and the fellowship with God in the garden, and all the beauties in the garden, and all the blessings of the garden. And when you decide to go your own way, then everything that's good is taken away. And that's what's wrong with America. America has eaten that tree right there down to the roots. All the public school systems eating that tree right there. All your state universities eating that tree right there. National Council of Churches eating that tree right there. Women's rights organizations eating that tree right there. Abortion crowd eating that tree right there. Homosexual crowd. Well, look, we can't help it because we're homosexuals. Oh, you should not be unkind to us. That's not Christian to be unkind. That's not Christian not to have homosexual gay rights ordinances. That's not Christian. You are hate, you have hate. No, we believe in that tree right there. You see, that's all. Now, to some of us, it may even seem to some of us that we shouldn't be that way toward the gay crowd. But if it seems that way to us, we don't have any right to arrive at a conclusion, because God knows better than we know. And God says homosexuality is sin. And God says those that take homosexuality are going to go to hell someday. So God says it. So the whole issue boils down to one thing: which tree are you going to eat? People leave Howells Anderson College and say, I just don't like the legalism there. What they're doing, they're saying, that tree over there sure looks good to me. I sure like that. I can do what I want to. I'll get rid of these rules. I can decide. I know what you're saying right now. Well, Brother House, at Howells Anderson College, the rules there. That's not God. God doesn't say that you can't hold hands. You say, well, how can you say that's eating of that tree? Oh, I've got news for you. While you're young and developing, and while you're growing still and getting your education, you're supposed to be training to know how to eat that tree. That's why a child obeys his mom and dad. He's training so he can eat that tree someday. And by the way, when he is obeying his mom and dad, he is eating that tree. Because his mom and dad are God's representatives in the home. Now, so what happens? He misses the best for himself. I said, number one, God planted two trees, the tree of and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He prohibited one of them. You can't have both. I said, number two. Number three, the tree of life is letting God decide what you do. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is man deciding what he does. The devil said to Eve, you will be as gods, knowing good and evil. You'll eat this tree, eat this fruit. I said, number four, man chooses the tree of knowledge, wanting to do good, wanting to decide what good is by himself. I said, number five, he's banned from the tree of life. I said, number six, he misses the best for himself. Now follow me carefully. Number seven, the tree of life disappears. And from Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24 to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7, there's not one word about the tree of life in the Bible. Vanishes. It's there, but it's hidden. Why? Man can't get to it. Why can't man get to it? Because he's eaten of that tree, and you can't have both. And so not one single thing is ever revealed about the tree of life between the third chapter of the first book in the Bible and the second chapter of the last book in the Bible. Man is no longer what God meant him to be. You see, when you eat this tree, you cannot be what God meant you to be. Because God, you have to eat this tree to be the best that God wants you to be. You're not going to be your best deciding what you're supposed to do and what's right and wrong. You're putting your own little mind up against, your own little finite mind up against the infinite mind of God. And you're saying, I know what's best. No, you don't know what's best. Young person, you don't know what's best. College student, you don't know what's best. Great grandmother, you don't know what's best either. Well, don't spank the little thing. Don't be cruel to it. It's so cruel. I've got a paddle in my office. I'm going to let you see it one of these days. Linda Our middle daughter gave it to me one time on my birthday. It's called Grandpa's Paddle. It's a handle with a pillow on the end of it. That's because grandparents say, oh, my, you shouldn't spank the little thing. Don't be so cruel. And the truth is, the mama that you're talking to has still got scars from your threshings years ago. Now, what is the grandparent? Don't be cruel. What's the grandparent saying? I want to eat from that tree right there. I want to decide. God says that the stripes on a child are cleansing. So, the tree of life disappears. Man is no longer what God meant for him to be. Number 8, man has tried for 6,000 years to get back to that tree. Now follow me. For 6,000 years, man, having eaten the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and wrecked his life, has tried to get back to that tree. What's that tree? Tree of life. Eat that and you live forever. Man tried to get back to it. He's tried to work his way back to it, but you can't work your way from that tree to that tree. He's tried to join the church to get back to it. You don't join to get from that tree to that tree. He's tried to confess his sins in a telephone booth on Saturday to a man dressed like a woman. But you don't confess your sins to a priest, so-called priest, and get from that tree to that tree. He's tried to get sprinkled as a baby, but you don't get sprinkled from that tree to that tree. He's tried to take communion, but you don't drink juice from that tree to that tree. And man for 6,000 years has tried to get back to that tree, but, hear me, follow me. He wants to get back to that tree using that tree to get him back. Because when he ate of the fruit of that tree, he decided he would decide not only what's right and wrong, but he'll decide how to get back there. So he says, you be a Baptist and get back there. God says, you eat of that tree, you can't eat. Until you quit that tree, you can't eat of that one. And as long as you say, I'll make my own plan of salvation, I'll get baptized to get saved. You can't swim to that tree from that one. I'll take the Holy Eucharist. You can't eat from that tree to that one. I'll turn over a new leaf. Sorry, you can't touch that leaf as long as you turn that leaf over. Man has tried for over 6,000 years to get back. Now follow me carefully. There's only one way you can get back, from that tree to that tree. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is through another tree. On a hill, sing it far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Hold it there. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. When a man says, I choose to eat that tree, angels keep him from this tree, he cannot get back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why? Because he decided himself to choose. But once he decides to let God choose the way back to that tree, he can get back to that tree. So when a man comes and kneels at the cross and looks up at the cross and says, I trust that what happened on that cross and the penalty that was paid for my sins on that cross, what he's saying is, for one time in my life, God, I'll let you decide what's right. And I'll use your plan of salvation. And God says, okay, if you do that, welcome back to the tree of life. And that's why only after the cross and God's redemptive plan did God tell us in Revelation 2:7,
to him that overcometh, will I grant to eat of the fruit of the tree of life. How do you overcome? Revelation 12:11 says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that blood lose all their guilty stains. Why? Because man has got to say, I was wrong by eating that tree, and that's what's caused my trouble, and that's what's caused my sin, and that's why I can't get to that tree. So I'll come to God and ask God to forgive me because I ate that tree and not that tree, and I'll take God's way to get back to that tree. Now, here's something very interesting. Did you know what's blocking that tree? Angels. Now, wait a minute. Remember when the rich man died, went to hell? Remember when Lazarus died, he was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom. The minute you come to Calvary, brother, the angels that kept you from the tree of life escort you to the tree of life. They cease to be your preventer. Why? You can't get to that tree unless you come by this tree. You bypass this tree, you won't get to that tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is what kept you from the tree of life. And the only way you can get back to the tree of life is to come to the tree of Calvary and what Jesus did on that cross. Let me illustrate what I'm saying. It's a little funny story. Years ago, then about 20, 22 years ago, Dr. John Rice and I were asked to go to Jamaica and preach for some meetings down there. Dr. Rice went on Saturday and preached on Sunday there in Jamaica. I flew down on Monday. I got to Jamaica and the airport was divided into two sections. One where you came and you went through customs, and then there was an archway here. And after you went through customs, you went through that archway, and the folks that met you after you had cleared customs and been accepted. Well, I walked in the customs area from the airplane on a Monday afternoon in Jamaica. Looked over there, and through that archway, there was Dr. John R. Rice. But they checked my luggage and took me through customs, and the security guard asked me, said, Dr. Heil said, why are you in Jamaica? I said, to preach. He said, what city? You know, I didn't have the foggiest idea where I was preaching. I said, I don't know. He said, now don't you tell me, Dr. Hiles, that you're coming down to preach and don't know the city. I said, no, I don't know the city. I said, somebody's supposed to meet me here. Well, he said, okay, what's the church? I said, those hard questions always throw me. I don't know what the church is. He said, now there's something fishy about this. He said, if you can't answer the next question, we're taking you in. I said, make it easy. He said, what's the name of the pastor from whom you're preaching? Oh, my soul, I don't know. He said, okay. And then I saw Dr. Rice. And I said, whew, that guy right there, he's one of the best friends I've had. He knows me well. He and I are preaching at the same church. Go over there and talk to him. He'll tell you all you want to know. They went over. I was standing right here smiling, waving Dr. Rice. They walked over and said, sir, are you Dr. John R. Rice? He said, I am. Said, this fellow over here says you know him. Would you vouch for him? And Dr. Rice said, I never saw that man before in my life. I never felt so lonely in my life either. And those guards came back, one on one side and one on the other, to escort me to the paddy wagon. And I said, Dr. Rice, help. And then he chuckled and he said, I know him. Just having some fun. I wasn't having any fun. And you know, those guards began to laugh. And then the same guards that were taking me to the paddy wagon took my arm and took me across where Dr. Rice was.
And that's exactly what I'm saying tonight. I'm saying that the same angels that prevent us, prevent man from getting the tree of life, because man has eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and man has said, I will decide what's right. I'll decide whether capital punishment's right or not. I'll decide whether abortion's right or not. I'll decide whether communism is right or not. I'll decide whether women's rights are right or not. I'll decide, says man. God said, go ahead and decide, but you won't be in my garden and decide. So what's happening? Man keeps floundering. All the decisions we've made about right and wrong have left us a world of terrorism. All the decisions we've made about what's right and what's wrong. And by the way, I think Mr. Reagan wants to do right. I wouldn't be surprised with what the liberal folks want to do right. But they want to decide themselves what is right. And by the way, that's the very reason they won't get saved, by grace through faith. Because man will not admit that he can't find his way back to that tree. So what does he do? He flounders outside the Garden of Eden. Does not have the peace he ought to have. Does not know the God he ought to know. Does not walk with the God with whom he ought to walk. Banned from everything that's good in the garden, not only the tree of life, but everything that's good. Banned by the angels. And one day a little gospel preacher stands up. Maybe he's a little country preacher preaching in a revival meeting in a little country church somewhere. He stands up with the leather lungs and screams, you're lost! You're lost! You're a sinner! You're going to hell when you die. All of a sudden, a man, some people, thank God, face it that they're not happy outside the garden. And they say, okay, I may as well admit it. I'm miserable. I'm not happy. There's something I need. Maybe this is it. And the old leather-lung preacher says, Jesus that you need. Jesus. It's not the baptism. It's not the Lord's Supper. It's not the religion. It's not the National Council of Churches. It's not Holy Eucharist. It's not confession. It's not baptism or regeneration. It's faith in the finished work of Jesus. That's what it is. And then for the first time in your life, somebody comes down inside you and begins to work on the inside. And suddenly there's a burning on the inside. The Holy Spirit is saying, that man's right. That man's telling you the truth. You listen to what he says. Before you know it, you're in an aisle walking down an old-fashioned aisle. Somebody gets the Word of God and kneels at an old-fashioned altar with you and shows you the way to heaven. And for the first time in your life, you've eaten of that tree because you're willing to take what God wants. But you don't eat of that tree until you've knelt at that tree. And thanks be to God. Those of us who've knelt at that tree, kneel at the cross. Have you knelt at that tree? And the angels that blocked that tree from you all of a sudden open their arms and say, welcome. We who have been keeping you from the tree of life welcome you to the tree of life. And as you walk in the garden to eat that tree, you find yourself in the garden to enjoy all the delicacies of salvation that you obtained by grace through faith. When you who had eaten that tree and found it didn't work, struggled to get back to that tree and tried to make your own way, finally accepted God's way, which is that tree, then access is made back to the tree of life. And once again, you can let God decide what you do in your life. Shall we stand, please?